Let's head back to Tokyo now, where several New Zealand athletes are circling the medal podium in contention for some bling to hang around their necks. Our reporter Clay Wilson joins us now from outside the canoe slalom course. Clay, a big day at the rowing for New Zealand, but our golden girls, well, they're not done yet at the Olympics, are they?
No, they're absolutely not, Lisa. After winning that gold in the women's double sculls earlier today, Kerry Gowler and Grace Prendergast will go again tomorrow for double gold as part of the women's eight. And this women's eight are a very good chance to win that gold medal. They won that heat to go straight through to this final tomorrow. They were also the defending world champions from 2019, where they won the final, that regatta, in dominant fashion. Also worth noting, the New Zealand women's eight finished fourth at the 2016 Rio Games, so it would be a sweet victory for that boat if they can take out that. And of course, a great moment for Kerry Gowler and Grace Prendergast, two gold medals potentially for them at these Games. They're not the only New Zealand rowing boat up for a medal tomorrow. The New Zealand men's eight are also in their final and an outside chance of a medal. And then there's single sculler Emma Twigg. Now, she's looked very dominant on her way to that final. She won her heat, her quarterfinal, and earlier today her semi-final again, looking comfortable. So a very good chance of a gold medal for Emma Twigg, who has finished fourth at the last two Olympics. Would be a sweet moment for her if she can convert her dominance from leading up to this final into that final tomorrow.
Clay, you're outside the canoe slalom venue, so can you just bring us up to date with Luca Jones's Olympics bid?
Yes, so some unfortunate news for Luca Jones. She's just taken part in the C1 semi-finals. The top 10 out of 18 who competed in those semi-finals would go through. A couple of costly little errors for Luca, and she's finished 13th. I was there as she came across the finish line. You could see the disappointment on her face. She came to pull her boat out of the water, gave her boat to some officials, and then she just took a moment to go and sit down by the water and just contemplate, I guess, her Olympic campaign. You know, you can see the disappointment, and I guess in that moment you can see what it really means to these athletes and all the hard work and sacrifice they put in to have success at these elite events. Now, Luca is, of course, a silver medalist already from the 2016 Rio Games in the K1 class. Earlier in these Games, she finished sixth in that, so sixth and then the semi-finals in this C1 event, but still a very good overall performance and a chance to compete in two classes here. The women's C1 class added to the Olympic schedule for the first time here in Tokyo. And I had to say, very lucky for Luca just to be in the water. It's cooled off a little bit here now with a bit of a breeze, but another very hot day. Those of you watching and you, Lisa, will see that I'm being sun smart as possible, and being down there by the water, very, very tempting to jump in and just cool down in this hot Tokyo heat.
Yeah, so those who are listening and not watching, Clay is rocking an absolutely gold medal styles hat with the RNZ logo on it. Good on you there, Clay. Sun smart all the way. Let's talk about our tennis players. So our doubles making their bid to get to the gold medal match tonight.
Yeah, that's correct. So Marcus Daniel and Michael Venus have just got underway in their double semi-finals. Now, both these players are very well ranked on the international double circuit, but they've got a tough test in the semi-final. Croatian pair Marin Cilic and Ivan Dodig. Now, the name Marin Cilic will sound familiar to many sports fans. He is, of course, the 2014 US Open singles champion and a runner-up at both the Australian Open and Wimbledon. Either way, whatever happens for the Kiwis in this game, they will play this match tonight, they will play for a medal tomorrow. Those bronze and gold medal matches in the men's doubles tennis set to go around 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon New Zealand time. And also just worth noting today, young swimmer Lewis Clairvert making it through to the final of the 200 metre individual medley. Of course, he made it through to the final of his specialist event, the 400 metre individual medley, finishing 7th. So a chance here to have another crack at a medal. He's qualified with the 7th fastest time, so an outside chance of a medal, but gets to have a crack at that at just after 11 o'clock tomorrow morning New Zealand time and see if he can finish his games on a high.
Thank you, Clay. It's going to be a cracker of a day tomorrow. That is Clay Wilson joining us from outside the canoe slalom course. I know I'm going to be inundated with feedback about where you can get one of those hats from, so I suppose I better find out in anticipation.